We were called to fly. Come on, say it with me. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall rise up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. How many of you are feeling faint and weary? Own up. Let's say it again to one another. Let's look at one another and say it, please. Let's put faith into one another with the words of the Word of God. Come on. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Now, if I was Godfrey, I'd start running on the spot. Because it says so in the Word. You know, sometimes it helps us to put into action what the Word actually says. So they that wait upon the Lord, what have we been doing here? Waiting upon God, praying, interceding, asking for Him, for favors from heaven, not for our own sakes, but for the sake of the lost. They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. Let's put some actions into it this time. Can we do it again? They that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up like wings on eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. And Terry, who's doing it around the church, is 80 years of age. They that wait on the Lord. Let's not forget that, please. It's important scripture. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. You know that song? Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. Strength will rise as we wait upon the Lord. We're going to continue in our theme tonight of looking at and praying for Europe. So this is a prayer conference, not a speaking conference. So what I'm going to share is going to help us to pray, okay? And at the moment, I've got about 5 sections of prayer through the evening. So we're going to wait on the Lord, and we're going to rise like on wings like eagles. And we're going to ask God for some big issues as far as Europe's concerned. We're going to have a section on praising God and thanking Him for what Europe has received from heaven. And I'll show you what that means in a minute. A time of repentance, time of intercession, a time of praying out to the nations, and a time to call home for the sons and daughters, the spiritual sons and daughters of Europe to come and help us again. That's where we're going, just so you know. Now, the Holy Spirit may come and hijack all that is in my thoughts and mind and spirit at the moment. And that's okay, too. Because as we wait upon the Lord, God sometimes redirects us and puts in something we hadn't even thought about. So if you have your Bibles with you, and I hope you do, would you turn to Acts chapter 16? Have you ever wondered why the Spirit of Jesus would not allow Paul and his companions to enter Bithynia? You say, well, where's Bithynia? Where's the scripture? It's here in Acts 16 and verse 7. Paul and his companions traveled throughout the region of Phrygia and Galatia, having been kept by the Holy Spirit from preaching the word in the province of Asia. And when they came to the border of Mysia, they tried to enter Bithynia, but the Spirit of Jesus would not allow them to do so. Now, I like it when God says no to something that we thought about doing. Have you ever had an experience when God says you don't need to go there? I've got something else in mind for you. And at the time, you have no clue what that might mean. I've had occasions when I was about to book a flight to go somewhere in response to a missionary invitation to preach in some country, and God says, you don't need to go there. And I've held back and said, okay, Lord, what are you going to do instead? Why? And it may take me until the actual time when I was due to be there before I realized why God held me back. And that requires faith, to trust God's word. And God speaks to all of us if we're open to his voice. Amen? If we are listening to his voice, if you today do not harden your hearts, listen to his voice. And it's not hard to do that. We are his children, aren't we? You're my brothers, you're my sisters. If you're my brothers and my sisters, you are sons and daughters of the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Your Father in heaven wants to have communion with you. He is your Father. You are his sons and daughters. He wants to have fellowship with you. He wants to have a conversation with you. So prayer is not one-way traffic. It's us hearing from God as well. You know this stuff. So why did Paul get held back from going to Bithynia? Bithynia, by the way, in case you're not sure where it is in Turkey. It's just to the east of what we now know as Istanbul. It's interesting. I was just thinking here. I had an invitation to be in Turkey this week at a major prophetic conference. Robert and I talked about this over the phone many months ago. And it had been on my radar for 12 months, this conference. And I felt the Lord say, no, don't go to Turkey. Go to Hastings. And Hastings is just down the road from me, so it's much easier to go to Hastings than to Turkey. And when if you were to read the travel instructions for me to get there, it would have been really difficult. So I felt the Lord say, no, go here. So the Spirit of God had a reason for saying to Paul not to go into Bithynia. And we have to read the next verses. So they passed by Mysia, and they went down to Troas. And as far as I know, that's the first time Paul had ever been to Troas. And during the night, Paul had a vision of a man of Macedonia standing and begging him, come over to Macedonia and help us. And after Paul had seen the vision, we got ready at once to leave for Macedonia, concluding that God had called us to preach the gospel to them. Now this is instant obedience. If God wakes you up in the middle of the night tonight and says, I want you to get out of where you are and go somewhere else, would you do so? Or you say, well, I've got to test that with my elders first and maybe ask my wife or my husband. Maybe even clear it with the family. But God sometimes acts instantly like that and says, I've got a job for you to do. I've got an assignment for you. Are you ready to do it? We need that instant obedience. This is not just about preaching. God, we're entering an era where God is going to give some fresh instructions to people. And we've got to get ready to move out in obedience. Paul didn't hang around. The very next day, they were off. He'd only just arrived in Troas, and the very next day, before he'd had a chance to do anything, he was across into Europe. And from that time onwards, the gospel came to this continent of Europe. We have 2,000 years of spiritual history to thank God for in this continent. Have you ever thought about that? God must love this continent very much because he sent Paul into Europe to bring the gospel to Greece and to many other nations. Do you know where he went? We find that he went to Croatia, that's Illyricum. He went to Greece, he went to Italy, he went to Malta. He went to Macedonia, that's part of Greece, that was back raised to Greece at the time. He wanted to go to Spain, but God said no. And Europe was open door for Paul to receive the gospel of Jesus. And we've had 2,000 years of the gospel being here, a rich heritage. And we may not have got it all wrong, but we need to say thank you to God that we, this continent, above all other continents in the rest of the world, have been privileged to have had the gospel of Jesus and the worship of Jesus in our midst for 2,000 years. We may have messed up the history. There's not much to show for it except old buildings and history books. But nowhere no continent of the world has had such a rich heritage. The gospel was translated into Greek. Greek, the language of the day, was a means whereby the gospel went out. Today it's English. For the last 100 years or more, the gospel's gone out in English. And missionaries have gone out from Europe into many parts of the world. I meet them from all parts of Europe that have gone out and taken the gospel to nation after nation after nation. So first of all, I want us to lift our voices in gratitude to God that this continent has received the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can we do that? Come on, let's stand to our feet and say thank you, Jesus. Thank you that we have been on the receiving end of God's love and God's care and God's concern for this continent of Europe. That he loves this continent. And from the north to the south and the east and the west, he loves this continent. Lord God, we say thank you so much, Lord, for loving us so much, for sending Paul. Thank you that he was obedient. He didn't get deflected. He didn't say, I've got to stay here. He went and he came to Europe and he spent time here and he preached the gospel and he came here. Even, Lord, who he had prophetic words against him going to Italy, he went to Italy as well. We say thank you, Lord, that he was obedient to the heavenly calling. Oh God, thank you that the gospel has been here for all this time, year after year. Thank you, Lord, you sent the gospel, you brought the gospel through slaves, from Roman slaves that came across Europe. You sent it through the Galatians, the Celts, Lord, that brought the gospel across the Middle East and up the west coast of Europe, Lord, and brought the gospel with it. We thank you that we're various channels through which the gospel spread into this part of Europe, Lord. And we say thank you for the heritage that we have, Lord God. We worship you, Lord. Lord, please, if we've not been thankful before, make us thankful that this continent has been so loved and privileged by you, Lord, that you said to Paul, through that vision, come over and help us. Lord, thank you. Thank you. We worship you. We worship you, Lord. Lift up your voices together. Just say your thanks. Come on. Not just me. Come on, say it. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the gospel in our own language, Lord. All across this continent of Europe, every land has the word of God in its own language. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for Bible translators, Lord. Thank you for missionaries. Missionaries that have come here and missionaries that have gone from here. Thank you for monasteries, Lord, across the whole of Europe. East and west, north and south. Your word is spread, Lord, and we worship you. We worship you. Thank you for the Wesleys and the Whitfields, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for those that have preached the word in all kinds of places, to high and low, to large crowds in the open air where there was no microphone, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you for the rich heritage that has been handed down to us by our forefathers and their forefathers and their forefathers and their forefathers, going back centuries, Lord. Thank you, the light has not gone out yet, Lord, in Europe. Thank you, Lord. whilst we thank you, Lord, for the positive, the things you have done, the sowing of the seed, century after century, Lord, we recognize that we've got to say sorry to you, Lord, as a continent for the way in which we've messed things up from century to century. Europe has been described as the unrevived continent, the post-Christian West, the biggest Jewish graveyard in the world. Today, its religion is secularism and football. Football. Thousands worship their team every year, every day, sorry, every week. Millions indulge in the worship of their football team, whilst many historic churches lie empty, with few worshippers and crumbling buildings. Two world wars in the 20th century left millions dead as European countries fought each other. Religious divides have existed over many centuries. They've also ended in bloody conflicts. We have to look back to the 17th century, what's called the 30 Years' War, when the Catholics and the Protestants and the Orthodox fought each other over their nation. And we stained this continent with blood. It's one of the most blood-stained continents of the world. And blood cries out from the land. There have been communities deeply divided. There's need for national repentance and forgiveness, of us turning from our wickedness, of us praying, of us as a continent returning to God. There's a need for the healing of the land, this continent. Lord, thank you that your word says, if my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven, I will forgive their sin and I will heal their land. Lord, tonight we turn to you. We turn to you in our anguish. We ask, Lord, to have mercy on this continent of Europe for all its sin. And Lord, I've just said a few things. But Lord, particularly the sins of the church. Do you think of Catholic South? Orthodox East and Protestant North. This is Europe. From the early days, back in the 4th, 5th, and 6th centuries, there was division. There have been wars, there have been the Crusades. From the 10th century onwards, this is a blood-stained continent. And God's people have been involved in the staining of this continent with blood. From whatever background you're from, church-wise, we see, you will not recognize that we see the fruits of this in the division in the church today. The seed has been sown of division in the past, but today across this continent, churches are divided, denominations are divided. There's a struggle for unity. In so many cases, our divisions keep us separated and maintain us in a place where we cannot be used by God. Our credibility has been lost. We are marginalized. The heritage has been lost because of sin in the church. I think we should bow our knees, brothers and sisters, and ask forgiveness from heaven for the sin of the church, don't you? Lord, our sin is so huge, century after century, year after year, month after month, and week after week. Lord, I pray for a new sense of identity together as the body of Christ across this continent, Lord. Can we cry out to God for that? Have mercy on us, Lord. Visit us in mercy. Visit us in forgiveness, Lord. Please heal the hurts. Heal the land, Lord. Bring about a change and transformation. Call out to God, folks, for what you believe we need to see repentance for and forgiveness for. Let's call out to God. Lord, have mercy on us. Christ, have mercy on us. Lord, have mercy on us. Lord, so often our words are wounded. Not just the sword and the gun, Lord, but the wounds of words that continue to this day. Forgive us, Lord. Every word spoken in anger and criticism against other Christians, in another expression of the Church of Christ, in our town or in our country. Forgive us as individuals. Forgive us for the groups that we belong to, Lord. Just like Ezra stood before you, Lord, and confessed the sin of the people of Israel of his day, Lord, we do the same. We say, have mercy on us, Father. Have mercy on us, this continent of ours. We want to see a new day dawn, Lord. We do want to see your Spirit work in our land. We want to see revival across this continent. We want to see that fire go across those seams into other parts of Europe. We want to see every nation blessed, Lord. But we know that the sin that we've had holds back what you want to do, Lord. Thank you for the reconciliation walks that have walked and prayed through country after country across Europe, from Germany to all the countries which they invaded in the Second World War. And Christians from various nations that have walked and prayed along the routes of the Crusades to ask for forgiveness from Jews and Catholics and Orthodox and even Muslims, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for that which has happened so far in our continent. But we pray, Lord, would you seal all this so that it's no longer a problem, no longer an issue which holds back your blessing, Father. Have mercy, O God, we pray. If my people, called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal their land. Lord, we're only a small group here. We're only in one place. We know this must be replicated and multiplied across the continent, but Lord, would you hear our prayers this night? Forgive our sin and heal our land. Let this be a start, Lord, of a process. Maybe others have already done it, Lord, but we do it now because we do not want to see your judgment on this land of Europe. We want to see change and transformation. We want to see revival come, Lord. We want to see the cleansing of the land. We want to see things turned around, dramatically turned around, Lord. So that this continent and its history can be changed once more. And your mercy poured out through the shedding of the gospel, once again discovered. We are still on our knees in repentance. I want to ask that we put on the screen the isms, the PowerPoint of the isms. Some while ago, God showed me that this continent, which has been so privileged, has changed to such a degree that we have negatively contributed to the rest of the world as well. And up there you will see some of the things that were birthed in Europe and have been exported to the rest of the world. As far as I know, all of these emanated from this continent. Humanism, a focus on all things human, which means that religion in any form is excluded. Man and his achievements are worshipped. Only what man is and does has any value. Secularism, that philosophy which has to do with worldly affairs rather than spiritual ones. This philosophy also excludes all religions and is opposed to them. Communism, a political economic ideology developed into a massive political system of control within which human expression, creativity, and initiative was largely squashed. We have seen how the might of communism has ended in our continent in our lifetime. We know God answers prayer. The communist system was closed down as a response to the prayers of God's people across the world. So we're building not on something tonight that is not possible. This is not to make us feel bad. It's to make it, to help us realize that the challenge that we face, we have got to dismantle this stuff and lay an axe to the root of the tree. Nazism, liberalism, through which existing beliefs and values are questioned and policies are introduced affecting morality, marriage, sex, the upbringing of children, religion, and social behavior. Existentialism, closely aligned to liberalism, another philosophy that emphasizes that each man is responsible for his own actions and free to do whatever he wishes. So the phrase, "if it feels right, do it," became the watchword of existentialism. Materialism, anti-Semitism, not peculiar to this country or to this continent, but it's been there not just in the Nazi era, but for hundreds of years in this continent. Hundreds of years. Imperialism. We've had various empires that have come from Europe. The Roman Empire, the Austro-Hungarian Empire, the Greco-Roman Empire, the British Empire, the colonial period of the nations of the continent of Europe cooperating together to carve up Africa for their own ends. We've had nation after nation of Europe engaging in the slave trade. I'm sorry if this is heavy, but if we're going to repent, brothers and sisters, and see a breakthrough, we have to take this to God in prayer. So as we look at all these things, Freemasonry, wherever I go and try to do things, I find the Masonic influence very strong and as a hindrance to the work of God. The system of control over politics, business, army, and monarchies is strong. So let's take this to God in prayer. Would you turn to each other in threes and fours, please, and ask God to deal with this issue, these issues, to take away, to forgive us for the things that have been exported from this continent and have blighted the development of many nations and have hindered the work of God from progressing. We've done this, this continent has. Let's ask God for forgiveness.
A lot of trouble. But little up more peace. There's a lot of hate, but a lot more love. There's a lot of sin, but a lot more grace. Lot more grace. Oh, wow, righteous grace. Oh, wow, righteous grace. Love unfurled by heaven's hand. Oh, wow. Seeks to kill what it can't control. It twists and turns, making mountains out of molehills. Issues are nothing, such as a whisper. But I will call on the Lord. Yes, I will. Who is worthy?
Come, let us return to the Lord. For he has torn us to pieces, but he will heal us. He has injured us, but he will bind up our wounds. After 2 days, he will revive us. On the third day, he will restore us, that we may live in his presence. Let us acknowledge the Lord. Let us press on to acknowledge him. As surely as the sun rises, he will appear. He will come to us like the winter rains, like the spring rains that water the earth. There is a fountain filled with blood, drawn from Emmanuel's veins. And sinners plunged beneath that flood lose all their guilty stains. Lord, we've prayed, we've confessed, we've asked for your forgiveness. We are covered with shame. We're overcome with the sins of this continent, but we thank you. You are a forgiving God. You are a grace-filled God. You're a loving God. You're a merciful God. You do not hold this to account. Lord, we want to ask you now in faith, as we take, as it were, the acts of faith, we want to lay it to the root of every one of these isms that we have confessed before you. And we want to see it cut down, Lord. Liberalism, existentialism, humanism, secularism, Nazism, existentialism, the Masonic stuff, materialism, pluralism, imperialism, anti-Semitism. Lord, we want to lay a root, an axe to the roots of these trees and cut them down in the name of Jesus and for the glory of God, so that the path is prepared for the glory of God to fill Europe as the waters cover the sea. We lay an axe, Lord, to these roots. Here in Europe, we ask that we will see as a consequence the withering of these influences, the diminishing of these influences throughout the world, as there is a turnaround, a change around, and people begin to seek God for themselves in a new way across this continent, Lord. Lord, we have faith to believe that you could do this. You've done it with communism, Lord. You took the root and you destroyed it, Lord. And whilst it's still active in some places, Lord, we have seen a transformation. But we need to ask you for forgiveness that we have not taken the opportunity that the fall of the communist era provided and the open door that was given for the gospel to go forth. And Lord, we know that we're not equipped yet. We aren't resourced enough. But Lord, we thank you that you answered prayer on that respect, in that respect, for that issue. And then we pray for answered prayer and all the other issues, Lord, in this continent of Europe, for your kingdom to come and your will to be done across this continent that you love. And everybody said,
Amen.
Are you ready to move on? Has anybody got a sense that there's something more to come out of this? If you have a sense there's something more to come out, would you come and test it with the team on the front row here, or any of the buddies in the up in the balcony that's available? That I don't know who they are, but you will know who you are. Would you make yourself known? If somebody has a sense there's something more to be prayed through than what we have prayed through, please come and see members of the team and test it. We're on a journey here, brothers and sisters.
Who was the person who cried out nationalism? You want to come up? Well, we'll just pray together. We had a word in the team meeting earlier that I had this vision of I saw the name church, and then I saw the name usurp. And then I saw a governmental structure, and what it meant to me was that the governments of nations have usurped the place of the church, and that is nationalism. And so, Father, tonight we just cry out before you for the usurping of the church's place governmentally, Lord. For it's the church, Lord, that is to have the government of God that is over all governments and over all nations. And so, Lord, we pray for every nation that has had the usurping that made the church powerless to stand. And we ask you to bring great influence in spheres of influence in governmental places in these nations, Lord, that the church would be in power again with Jesus Christ as the head of all. And the kingdoms of this world shall become the kingdoms of our God, and you shall reign forever and ever. Amen. And the government rests upon his shoulder. And he shall be called Mighty Counselor, Wonderful Counselor, Almighty God, Prince of Peace, Everlasting Father, to order it and establish it forevermore. In Yeshua's name,
yes, amen. Amen.
Let me ask you a question. Where is Europe? Where is Europe?
Center of God's love.
No, where is it geographically? Absolutely. I thought somebody might have said something differently. Some people say to me it's across the channel, but it's here. I want the map on the screen, please. The map of Europe. You may not know, but here, where we are, we're about halfway between north and south of Europe. Did you realize that? It's further to the north of Europe than it is to the south of Europe. And if you get on a plane, you realize that. And we've got things to the west, we've got things to the north, countries to the south, and countries to the east. You know where south is? It's that way. Where north is, it's this way. Just to make sure you've got your bearings in terms of the geography of the place. That's west, and this is east. And we're going to call out to God in a minute, and we're going to pray. And I want the first three rows. Would you focus on the north of Europe? Iceland, Scandinavia, that's Sweden, Finland, Norway. The islands, Shetland Islands, Orkney Islands, the Hebridean Islands, Scotland, anything to the north. If you want to go and take up part of Russia, then you feel you can do so as well, because that's right up there as well, right in the northern side of Norway and Sweden. At the back, from the fourth row backwards, would you take on Southern Europe, Catholic Europe, Portugal, Spain, France, Switzerland, Italy? By the way, there are some nice hot spots of God's working in some of these countries. And it's not all doom and gloom. We focus on the negative. Now is to focus on the positive. We're going to pray blessing on the nations of Europe. We didn't get very far this morning, but here's the chance to sort of include them all as we pray. Maybe as we start to pray, God will give you one of the nations that you need to claim and start praying blessing on as we turn to prayer in a minute. So the group behind, anything to the south, include, by the way, nations like Andorra, Gibraltar, the Canary Islands, the Balearic Islands. You might include Greece in that as well, because that's not far away down in the south. Okay, Italy. You take on the southern part of Europe. Over here, would you take on the west? So you might include Portugal in that, but you certainly would include Ireland, some of the islands like the Channel Islands, the Isle of Man. And if, by the way, Mike, if you want to go and join them, people from China, you can move across, but please don't take too long to move around. This side, you've got a big chunk, the eastern side of Europe. And remember, the Iron Curtain came down in 1989, just 20 years ago, started to turn around. The door was opened for the gospel. Many people have been praying for the open doors into the east. But unfortunately, we weren't strong enough to take the gospel then. Instead, 10 times as many New Age practitioners were found going in to Eastern Europe and bringing the wrong kind of gospel into the nations that were ready. So there's an undoing job to be done there. But we're here tonight to pray blessing on all these nations. And up in the balcony, I want you to take on another responsibility. You're the Air Force tonight. You're the Air Force. And there's two levels at which I would suggest that you take on prayer. One, there are more flights going across Europe than any other continent. Did you know that? There are planes filled with people. And you might just want to pray about the aircraft industry and the people that fly and the folk that work in that industry. That's the people in the air. But some of you maybe feel, I want to start praying about the aerial powers, the angelic hosts of God, the battle that needs to be waged in the heavenlies against the principalities and powers that have held sway for so long in Europe. We want to see the power of the enemy broken and the power of God released. So that may be, for some of you up there, that may be what you want to pray. So would you get into groups, please? Stand, turn around to each other, and start taking on your assignment. First of all, Lord, would you give us countries that we can start to claim for you and to pray your blessing on in the name of Jesus. Lord, you love Europe, and every part of Europe is precious to you. Help us to be the channel of blessing, the tribes and the peoples and the language groups of Europe. Let's go for it, folks. Let's turn to pray. Please move together. God's word says, ask of me, ask of me, ask of me, and I will give the nations as your inheritance and the ends of the earth as your possession. Ask of me. Ask of me. All of Europe, Lord, we ask of you for a new move of your spirit across this continent, from north to south and from east to west. All the islands, Lord. Holy Spirit, would you move? You brood over the waters. You brood over the nations, Lord. We rise on with wings on eagles, as it were, as we wait upon the Lord. We pray, Lord, to see your kingdom come and your will being done. We want to see a breakthrough, Lord, through the heavenly realms for all that you purpose to be done from heaven to done, be done on earth. You said, Lord Jesus, when you prayed, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. This was your desire, Lord God. This was your desire, that here on earth, your will be done, even as it's done in heaven. Lord, we look to you to make that happen. Break through the heavenly realms. Overcome, Lord, the power of the evil one. The way that is expressed, that power, throughout this continent of Europe. Lord, we want to cut all the chains that hold us down and hold us back from experiencing your blessing. Every chain we will want to cut, Lord, show us the chains. Show us the chains that need to be cut in the name of Jesus, so that the freedom can come to the people of this continent. There's one last call that I believe we should make tonight in prayer. And in a minute, Godfrey's going to lead us in a song that will be a prayer for the coming back of the sons and daughters, the spiritual sons and daughters. I don't know if you're aware, but there are many people that have come to Europe from the lands where the gospel has been sown in the last couple of hundred years. People from Africa, people from Asia, people from the Americas that have come here at the call of God to be a blessing to the nation of Europe, to the continent of Europe. And we have not welcomed them. Many of them are disillusioned. They set up their own national churches when their heart's desire was to be a channel of blessing to the people of these lands. And all over this continent, maybe there are some here tonight that you know. You're from another country. You've come to Europe with a heart cry from heaven in your heart to be a blessing to the Europe. If you're like that, would you like to come to the front, please? If you're one of those that has been sent by God to this continent and you know it, not to this country, to this continent from outside, and you know that you're here to be a blessing and nobody's recognized you, maybe come from Canada, the United States, or whatever, would you come so that we can pray blessing on you? Charlene, aren't you one of these? That's okay, that's part of Europe. Yeah, not just this country, but okay. That's part of Europe. If you call to this country from another country, that's included. Let's call out prophetically. Think of the places that you know missionaries have gone to. People you know from your church, people you know personally, that have gone and sown good seed and it's borne an amazing fruit. And in some countries, the fruit is absolutely amazing, far beyond what we have ever seen in this country, in our lifetime, in this continent. And we need the help of the brothers and sisters, the sons and daughters from the nations. And these have come. And we bless you. We receive you in the name of Jesus. We're glad you've come. We say thank you for coming. We bless you in the name of Jesus because you've come. And we call for more reinforcement to help us re-evangelize Europe. So that's a prophetic call to the nation. Come back. Come and help us, sons and daughters. No longer let us be like a tired old man that refuses the love and the care of his sons and daughters, but welcomes them. Come home. Let's be like the father that welcomed the prodigal. Come home. Come home. Let's call out prophetically, come home, come back, come and help us, come and help us. The Macedonian call, come and help us. Call to the nations, come and help us, come and help us, come and help us, O Asia, come and help us, O Africa, come and help us, Americas, come and help us, you peoples of the Caribbean, come and help us, re-evangelize, come and help us from the South Pacific, come and help us from the East, from the South and the West, come and help us. Come and help us. Call out, brothers and sisters. Come and help us. Come and help us. And bless these, Lord, that have already come as the advance party. We pray blessing on them. We ask for partnership with them. We say, sorry, Lord, we've not welcomed them and affirmed them before. We're glad of their initiative. We're glad of their prayers. We're glad of their time and their commitment and their sacrifice. We say, bless them, Lord, in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Okay.
Over the dead of the desert will come the rivers flow into the cover of darkness. The brightest light will show out of the womb of the morning. See your sons and daughters come from afar. Will come your youth like dew. After the pain and the groaning of childbirth, the baby will be born. Come celebration, use. This is the time. This is the day. The past behind. New life embrace. And no longer desolate. Let this be fertile. Children of the promise are found. Europe is a place where children of the promise are found. We sing the first verse again. We prophesy as we sing. Over the dead. Over the dead of the desert will come life, the rivers flow. Will come the rivers flow into the cover of darkness, into strongholds of the occult. The brightest light will show, exposing the light of the Lord out of the womb of the morn. See your sons and daughters, they come over overnight. Will come your youth like dew. See them. And after the pain and the groaning, celebration, come celebration, yeah. This is the time, this is the day, the past behind, a new life embrace. No just a lie. Let this be fertile ground where children of the promise are found. Where children of the promise are found. I hear the Lord say to my Lord, come sit in my right hand until the enemies crumble. All
your troops will be willing. Upon the battle day, see now your army arises
across Europe
in majesty.
Europe is a place where children of the promise are found.
Where children of the promise are found.
Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death. It's jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot wash it away. Tonight, Europe has heard the song that it is loved. Tomorrow, Israel will. So go in peace, go in that love, and let's come back tomorrow and bring peace, shalom, blessing, that Israel might hear those words too.